Morning, ladies. So funny when Debbie talks about the cream cheese on the outside, but I think for me, like, I've been more into, like, trying to hide, like, cream cheese or anything so it wouldn't be visible. So that's why accountability has been really good for me. I'm just so thankful to be up here encouraging you to consider being a part of an accountability group, because I think it's a wonderful blessing that you guys can't miss out on. Just a bit about myself. I've been married to Brian for almost 12 years, and we have three boys, Pierce, Drew, and Chase. Like Debbie shared, our group started meeting about 3 years ago, and although I always wanted to have an accountability group, I had a lot of excuses of why I wasn't ready to be a part of one. So see if you can relate to any of my excuses. One, I didn't think it was a high enough priority. You see, when I was unmarried and without kids, I didn't sin like I do now. So I couldn't see my sin because pride and self-righteousness had blinded me. Then I got married and had kids, and it was a huge shock. Okay, nothing reveals your sin faster than your spouse and those little ones or big ones. I was also waiting for the right people to meet with. You know, I felt like if I had to share my deep, dark sins, it's got to be with someone I'm familiar with. Also, I was already involved in other ministries like small groups, lamplighters, CVS, where prayer requests were shared. So I kind of felt like it's just another meeting to do on top of all the other things I have. And then also I wasn't ready to be that transparent, willing to be challenged on my sin areas. And I felt like, besides, I have a lot of Christian friends already that I could talk to about my problem areas. And so that kind of brings us to a discussion of how an accountability group is different than hanging out talking with your closest Christian buddies. You know, often you don't get deep enough to reveal or share areas of struggle. And if you don't get to share your areas of struggle, then you won't receive prayer support, accountability, and stuff like that. So, some other invalid excuses, don't use I'm too old to be in one. Well, if you're still alive, chances are you will still sin, so you can be in one. Or I'm too young to be in one. If you're here, you're of an age of accountability. Or another one is, my husband keeps me accountable, which is good. It's a great thing. Good on you. You can also experience accountability with an all-women group in which you can share certain struggles your spouse will not be able to fully understand. So too much time goes by without being in an accountability group and experiencing the encouragement and growth in your walk, so it's not too late for you to form one. Okay, so the blessings of an accountability group for me have been huge, as all the other ladies have been sharing for them. It keeps me examining my own heart and areas of sin. It forces you to look at all the ugliness of sin within you and address it. And so for our group, a recurring theme is working on our selfishness. It gives me a different perspective on my trials. I get to hear wise counsel from the other ladies. They point me to the Word. It challenges me to grow and not slack off. An older friend I have from CBS likes to say that God doesn't put us on the earth for decoration. So it's a good reminder that we are not here to be living for ourselves. Rather, we are to be living for God's glory, and we will be held accountable to God for our life on earth. The blessings for my family, and this is where accountability has helped me the most, to be able to see my husband and children as gifts in order that serving them becomes joyful rather than seen as drudgery. And I think lots of times, when I look at my kids and it's been a long day or a bad day, I think, you know, God, there's something wrong with them. You know, I don't see them as gifts. I don't like them. My group reminds me that God is good in gifting us each uniquely for His glory. And Hebrews 10:24-25, which some of the other ladies already said, says, "And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near." Our group challenges each other to love our husbands better and parent our children with patience and grace. Once we did this, Revive Our Hearts has this 30-day challenge thing, and once we did a 30-day challenge on how to love our husbands better. I don't know how many of us actually finished it, but yeah, we tried. We usually ask at each meeting how we're doing in those areas. Are we placing our husband above our children? How can we free up our schedule or guard our time so that we can love our families well? And for some of you, it may not be your family, but just being able to work on loving your boss or your coworkers, your parents, etc. And then how has it been a blessing to others? I think it just develops in you a love for others, for praying for others' needs, not just your own or your own family's. And just praying for those that you don't know well. Galatians 6:2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And then just being in this group of remarkably hospitable ladies encourages me to find ways to be more hospitable, taking a meal, making an effort to get to know a newer family. So what does our meeting look like and how is it set up? And my husband wanted me to put in that, you know, yours doesn't need to look like this. Everyone's is different. And for him, he's been in an accountability group for about 8 years now, and they just meet a couple times a month at a Starbucks at night for a few hours. So, but anyway, ours looks like this. We meet once a month during the school year, usually the first Monday of the month in the morning while the older kids are in school. Since I'm the only one homeschooling in my group, finding childcare for my boys was a challenge for me. But my parents have been coming to watch them while I was meeting with the ladies. Some of us have little ones that are not in school yet, so we have them nap or play in a nearby room or watch TV while we meet. Then we take turns doing devotionals on what we have been learning or an area of sin we have been struggling with. You could also go through a book. We once listened to a message from a woman discipling women conference speaker. And then just a note that it may get uncomfortable sharing so deeply and just being vulnerable and exposing sin that you wish you didn't have or have to share. So be willing to be humbled and convicted. The format on that morning, the one woman who's sharing the devotion will also lead the prayer time at the end, and the woman who's next in line to speak will bring the food. We take time to discuss, challenge, encourage one another on the topic that was shared, and sometimes homework is given out. Lastly, we close by sharing prayer requests that stay confidential to our group, and we take turns praying for each other. And then we often email or text more urgent prayer requests that come up during the month. So that's been a blessing to be just kind of updated during the month. I shared with my accountability group that my oldest son urges me to get to accountability group early because he notices how, after coming home from a meeting, I am always in a much better mood than when I left the house. And he's totally right. I leave our meetings refreshed, encouraged, convicted, and blessed by the time of fellowship, prayer, and sharing. And meeting with these beloved sisters in Christ, it softened my heart, and it fills me with humility, love, and compassion. And it helps me recognize God's mercy, love, and grace to me, a sinner. So, fellow sinners and beloved sisters in Christ, let us resolve to glorify God and grow in Christ's likeness through this precious privilege called accountability.